Last week, the Senate leadership introduced Trade Promotion Authority legislation, or Fast Track Negotiating Authority, which allows administrations to negotiate free trade agreements and present those to Congress for an up or down vote. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with information on the progress of this legislation and how it affects U.S. cotton.
There had been extended negotiations that took place between Republican and Democratic leadership to reach a compromise on what a TPA bill would look like. That bill was introduced by the Finance Committee leadership, and there has been a committee session scheduled where the bill will be considered and voted on by the committee and then sent to the Senate floor for consideration, possibly in late April or early May.
In addition to the TPA legislation,
there will also be other trade provisions that will move in tandem with the bill and may be coupled together on the Senate floor.
Langley explains where the council stands on this.
While the industry is generally supportive of trade promotion authority, there are concerns that extraneous provisions could be added that would be harmful or damaging to the textile industry and therefore could result in the industry having to oppose trade promotion authority. So the industry is working closely with the textile sector and with our allies in the Senate and on the Finance Committee to make sure that these unrelated provisions do not get added to TPA that would be harmful for the textile sector in the U.S.